Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing with Tehillim 32, Lamed Beis. This mizmor is all about teshuva. When we make a mistake and we go off course, teshuva is the opportunity we have to return to the path we were meant to be on and to continue to work towards fulfilling our role in this world. You will see that this song articulates for us the importance of teshuva. And even though it reminds us of our sins, it is not sorrowful or distressing. Rather, it inspires us to seek God's forgiveness and then gives us direction and support to stay on the proper path, which in the end will bring us much pride and joy. Let's begin. Pasuk 1 Aleph. LeDavid Maskil. The song is introduced with the word maskil, and the maskil gives the song its tone. The term maskil is related to the word seichel, meaning practical wisdom. And the maskil sets us up to know that this will be an instructive song. In addition, Rashi explains that whenever the heading maskil is presented in Tehillim and it's presented 14 times, it's to be said with an interpreter. It's important that people don't just enjoy the song for its music. They have to make sure to hear the actual words and understand what they mean. So let's continue. Ashrei nesoi pesha ksoi chata'a. Praiseworthy is one who is forgiven for his rebellious sin, his pesha, whose sin, his chet, is covered. Covered is also in the same idea of forgiveness. It's like we don't see his sin anymore because he has done teshuva. This is the title of the song. Let's look into this pasuk further. There are two kinds of sins mentioned. The pesha, which we translate as the rebellious sin, and the chet, which was covered, but it's the sin that is unintentional. It's both found in the Gemara and Yuma. Ashrei is an interesting introduction to the song because it doesn't seem to align with one who has just sinned, even if it was just careless. The book of Tehillim begins with Ashrei. Our daily recitations of Tehillah LeDavid begins with Ashrei. But here, when we've done a sin, even if we have been forgiven, yes, David is telling us as we begin the process of teshuva that we are praiseworthy, and even though we have strayed, we can return on the proper path and we can feel good about ourselves. While many who sin just rationalize their sin and even justify it so that they'll never even begin the process of teshuva, praiseworthy is one who's ready to acknowledge the need to get back on track and Hashem will forgive him. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah explains that pesha, the word pesha, rebellious sin, means that our yetzer hara, our evil inclination, brought us to sin. The word nasoi technically means carry. We translate it as forgiven. But let's look at the word carry. We can read the verse, a person is praiseworthy when he carries, meaning he controls his pesha, his negative inclination that causes his sin, and doesn't allow his negative inclination to carry or control him. Furthermore, the word nasoi can also mean lifted, as in lifted above. Man's praiseworthiness is his ability to rise above his sins and not allow his sins to rise above him. Controlling our sins means that if we sin, we know how to take responsibility for the mistake, for the sin, and go through the steps that will bring us to be forgiven, and then we will be praiseworthy. If we don't elevate above our sins, we become identified by our sins. Let me give you an example. A merchant either purposely or mistakenly overcharged a number of customers. He then acknowledged that he had done so and made the efforts that he could to return the money to those who he had cheated. We refer to that merchant as a merchant because he took care of his misdoings. Now, imagine another merchant who also was overcharging customers, but never acknowledged it. And people just started feeling it and hearing about it from each other. We identify that merchant as a cheater. He became identified by his sin instead of elevating himself over it by doing teshuva. Pasuk Beis, another Ashrei. Once again, Ashrei Adam lo yachshov Hashem lo avon ve'ein bruch baruchu remiyah, Praiseworthy is the man to whom God doesn't attribute sin and whose spirit isn't lying. The Mitzvah David says that this person is praiseworthy because he was totally forgiven. What makes him be totally forgiven? This is because his spirit, meaning in his heart, he has done sincere teshuva. So we say his spirit isn't lying. His teshuva is not just external, it's also internal. These ashrays inspire us to want to do teshuva. Don't be afraid or think that you are not worthy or you'll be so intimidated to do teshuva. Just the opposite. Doing teshuva will make you feel praiseworthy. It will make you be praiseworthy. And now David goes through his personal process of teshuva. Pasuk Gimel. Ki hecherashti balu atzamai b'shagasi kol hayom. When I was quiet, meaning before I repented, my bones were wasted from cries all day. And the Malbim explains that this was the period after he sinned, when his guilt started eating him up inside. It could also be an actual physical illness or difficult situation that he was feeling that gave him so much pain and turmoil that Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Ki yomam v'layla techbar ala yadecha, ne'apach l'shadi b'charvonei kayitz selah. For day and night I felt your heavy hand upon me. My body was dried out as in the summer heat. Selah. My dried out body is referring to my losing excitement and passion for what I was doing and for who I was. I felt physically as well as emotionally in pain. Something was wrong. Selah. Take a breath. There has to be a selah. Because it takes time to identify the pain and the frustration and insecurity, and then acknowledge that I can't fall apart. What is this anguish telling me? In other words, he was saying, I'm not going to let things stay this way. I can't ignore what is going on. There are times that people do ignore the situation that gives them anguish, and instead they try to numb the pain. So remember, this song is a maskil, and David is trying to teach us something by sharing his story. Pasuk 5. Chatasi odiacha v'avoni lo chisisi amarti ode aleif sha'ai l'ashem v'yata nasasa avon chatasi selah. I will admit my unintentional sin, and I will not cover up my purposeful sins. I said I will admit my transgressions to Hashem, and you have forgiven my sins. Or as the Radak says, you will forgive my sins. Notice the three categories of sins that are listed. I'm going to say it in Hebrew. The chet, which is the unintentional sin. The avon, the misdeeds that were done because it was easier at the moment to do it wrong. And the pesha are the sins that are done with malicious intent. We will not discuss this further. However, the song uses all the different terms for sin and all levels of sin to remind us that we can do teshuva for whatever sin we have committed. So first we articulate and admit that which we have done wrong and how we need to redirect ourselves. And the selah gives a moment to pause, to reflect, and admit our sins, creating a space to ask for forgiveness. This process is what we might call spiritual detox, meaning cleansing the soul and realigning ourselves. And now Pasuk Vav. Al zos yispalel kol chasid elecha le'es mitzo, rak l'shetef mayim rabim elav lo yagiu. Now David shares with us his tefillah, and at the same time advises us, this is what a devoted one should pray for when he finds himself in a difficult predicament, only that many waters shouldn't overtake him. What is going on in this pasuk? The Mitzvah David explains that in this process of teshuva, he still may suffer difficult consequences because of the mistakes he made. And so we pray to Hashem and say that we know we may be experiencing a trying process and even punishments. But please make it not too difficult for us so that we can keep moving ahead. Let's go back to the merchant who admits to taking extra monies. It isn't going to be easy technically for him to give back the money. He's got to find the people and how does he give the money back? but it will also be difficult for him emotionally. People are going to be angry at him, and who knows how they're going to react. So he asks Hashem to make the process manageable and not like a flood that will drown him in this challenge. In general, the image of rushing waters represent the torrents of thoughts and the fears that flood our minds during difficult times. These overwhelming emotions can consume us, making it hard to recognize the inner strength and resources that we have to navigate our challenges. So we ask Hashem that we should be able to be in control of ourselves during these challenges so that we will feel the clarity, strength, and support we need to endure them. Pasuk Zayin, Ata seser li mitzar titzreini, rane falet tesovveini, Selah. And although the tshuva, the process, is not easy, you are a shelter for me. You guard me from feeling trapped or stifled. You surround me with the shouts of Savior, Selah. David felt the pain that came from his mistakes. He took responsibility and asked Hashem to help him overcome the pain, not remove it. So now he concludes his story saying that deep down he felt Hashem enveloping him even during the process that he went through to change his course to do teshuvah. Because often this process can be a very lonely experience. So David says, I felt God cheering me along the way the entire time. And Selah, once again, gives us the pause to get in control of whatever may be overwhelming us and realize that Hashem is cheering us to move ahead. And now, Pasuk Ches, David is going to give us his seichel, his advice. Askilcha v'orcha b'derech zu telech, iyatza alecha eini. I will teach you and light up the path that you should take. I will advise you with what I've seen with my own eye. I will advise you because I have experienced this with my own eye. Al tiyu kesus kefered ein havin, b'meseg v'resed edyo livlom bal krov elecha. Don't be like a horse or donkey that doesn't understand that the muzzle and reins are to restrain him when he is adorned so that it doesn't get too close to you. This can be understood in various ways, and most of the various mefarshim come to the same bottom line message. So we'll look at Rashi. Rashi explains that when the horse is being groomed, it is to make the horse look nicer and feel better. However, during the process, the horse needs to be muzzled and restricted because otherwise it will come too close to the person who's taking care of it and it will kick him. It doesn't make sense. Why would the horse want to hurt its groom? But the horse doesn't have the seichel, doesn't have the sense of mind to understand that the groom is actually adorning him. It won't hurt him, and it's only for his good. The horse doesn't know the difference between what is good and what is not good. It's like a child who may fight back and will need to be restrained when giving vital medicine. David is telling us, don't be like this horse. And he explains, Rabim machovim l'rasha, v'haboteach b'ashem chesed yisof venu. There are many pains for the wicked, and the one who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded with kindness. Remember the pains described in the beginning of the Mizmor? The Mitzudas David now explains that both the wicked and the righteous face challenges that push them beyond their comfort zones and are not comfortable. However, their responses differ. The wicked ignore the signs. They resist change and bring more suffering upon themselves. And they never find true security or happiness. The righteous, on the other hand, recognize these restraints as Hashem's hand guiding them in a new and better direction. Challenges push them to think differently, uncover hidden strengths, and grow. Because the righteous see challenges as opportunities for growth, they feel surrounded by Hashem's kindness. It's up to us to choose how we perceive our struggles. Being righteous does not mean avoiding pain. It means seeing the good within it and trusting that every challenge is ultimately for our benefit. And when we do, Pasuk 11, with this we close. Simchu b'Hashem v'gilu tzadikim v'harninu kol yishrei lev. Be happy with Hashem and tzaddikim rejoice. Be joyful, all those with upright hearts. When we feel the heaviness of sin, our bodies become bent over with shame. On Yom Kippur, when we recite the Vidui prayer, where we admit our sins, we literally bend over and beat our heart, which has become crooked. The result of the forgiveness is that we receive an upright heart. We no longer feel lowered by the heavy baggage that the sin placed upon us. Immediately after Yom Kippur, the day of forgiveness, we now prepare our lulav, which represents an upright posture. We are proud of ourselves. We did teshuvah. With this pride, we go into the holiday of Sukkot, of Sukkot, which is referred to as the Zman Simchasenu, the time of our happiness. The happiness is the result of the forgiveness that we feel and our commitment to move ahead. The feeling that accompanies teshuvah is one of simcha, a deep joy that comes from reconnecting with Hashem, repairing relationships with others when the sin involves another person, and restoring a sense of dignity and pride. This joy brings us back to the first pasuk. Now we really feel ashrei, praiseworthy, as in praiseworthy is the one who is forgiven. Thank you for learning together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman, whose legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.